ازيك يا باشمهندس هابي ماوي، يا كومنتسون فخر، ازيك يا باشمهندس دانيال شين، بس شوية فاول. Okay, so yesterday we were discussing the din of tahrikan, where the simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is that tahrikan is miyuchad l'tahrikan. So then, even if you wear it, it's like a beged laila, because tahrikan is not guy in tzitzis, because it's miyuchad for somebody who is no longer alive. And now, if you look at the halacha, that halacha of the tachrichim that we saw in Shulchan Aruch is the sources of Nimuke Yosef on page 6. The Nimuke Yosef discusses the union of tachrichim. Nimuke Yosef on Hilchos Tzitzis. Nimuke Yosef on Hilchos Tzitzis on Yud Aleph on the Beis on page 6. Says v'zaken shasal kodo l'tachrichin shal hava bishal ovish shasal l'chomim mechayim kemi she'ikin asiyas l'chsuy mechayim hava l'kichsus laila shiptura av b'yom l'afuki kli kufsa she'ikar asiyas l'chsuy ba mechayim. So kli kufsa, you know, that we would chayev is made for to use while he's alive. This is not made to use while he's alive. And therefore, it wouldn't be chayev tzitzis. Now, if you take a look, okay, and then we were doing the Keren LeDavid. That was the last thing we were doing yesterday. We wanted to discuss what's the halacha of what does yichud mean? Does yichud mean actually wearing it, or does yichud mean that you set aside? What if you didn't wear it yet? It was, you know, one possibility, like Rav Harari liked to say, and mentioned the Keren LeDavid, is there's a concept of hazmona lav milsa. In other words, just because you set something aside, that doesn't mean anything until, say, you have a tefillin zekel. You're going to put your tefillin there. So you bought the tefillin zekel, but you didn't buy the tefillin yet. So you have the tefillin zekel, but you don't have the tefillin yet. So what's the din of a tefillin zekel? So a tefillin zekel is tashmishei kedusha, because the tefillin go in it, right? Pashtus. So if you have the tefillin zekel, but you never put in tefillin yet, so then it's not kaddish yet. But the question is, for yichud, for what's called a beged yom, beged laila, it could be that you don't need. Hazmana maybe is only a din in what? In Kedusha. I think Rav Shecht likes to go to a discussion about that. But maybe for Yichud Beged, that's what Yichud means. It doesn't mean, in other words, even Yichud means Hazmana. Maybe the Pshat is, by Tzitzis, what makes, we said a blanket is a Beged Laila. So say I had the blanket, I didn't use it yet. Say I have the blanket. I just bought a new blanket. Okay? I just bought a new blanket, Mazel Tov. You bought a new blanket. And now I want to take a nap in the afternoon. So is it Chayav B'Tzitzis? We say that it's a Begad Laila because I'm planning to use it for the night. So I would think that maybe that's called already a Begad Laila, because in your mind, you're miyachet. If you want to say that there's a concept of hazman over here, so then maybe you'd have to put on tzitzis already.
Well,
blankets are made. Right. I don't know. Does it make a difference who manufacturer, or does it make a difference the person who's using it? I would think the manufacturer doesn't make a difference what he manufactured it for. So it's a Begad Yom is because you planted. So Rabaron from Yerushalayim said to us yesterday that if you hold that it's really toloi on the wearing, so then till you wear it, it's not chayiv. So once you wear it, so what we mean, it would mean that once you wear it, you have to take it off right away and put on tzitzis. Because that's the mechayev, which is a little strange.
Put on tzitzis while you're wearing it.
While you're wearing it. But say, like, for example, you buy tzitzis in the store. You buy a talus. So no one wore it yet. I mean, right? So you bought the tzitzis in the store. They already put the tzitzis on. We discussed the Chasam Sofer said that maybe it's better not to buy tzitzis because the Chasam Sofer says it's a mitzvah v'asu lahem tzitzis. Actually, put the tzitzis on. So either you do it or you make a shliach to do it. But if you already bought it, that it's already. Has the tzitzis from before, then you lose out on that mitzvah of sulam tzitzis. So look what he says here. So he says, but let's look again on page 12, bottom right. Say you had a Begad Chadash that you never wore yet in the daytime. The Lofsha Pam Rishon Balayla. In other words, we had a big problem. Why is tzitzis, according to the Rosh, because this was a beggar, it's chayiv even balayla, so then it's chayiv 24/7. So why is it mitzvah shas man grama? So he said, no, because I can give you a heki timtza that it's potter balayla. That's if you never wore it yet. If you're wearing it the first time, balayla, but it's a Begad Yom. But you're wearing it the first time, balayla. So afshe yichdo liyom, as yishar bevrachad. So therefore, it's so you wouldn't have to put on tzitzis because lemaisa, even if it's a Begad Yom, but it doesn't have a status of Begad Yom until you wear it. As yishar bevrachad, hoshe if tzitzis misosay shazan grama. Asulam tzitzis is going on the tchilas, putting on the tzitzis, and if you would put it on for the first time at night, you wouldn't have to put tzitzis on.
That'd be a great hack to have a lot of your clothing from tzitzis, if you like rocks, stuff that you want to do, you want to put a shadow thing, tzitzis on rocks, wear it the first time at night.
Yeah, but you wear it the first time at night, you part the night. Then when you wear it in the daytime, you're going to be chayiv. Whereas the pshat is that you're not chayiv that first time when you put it at night. But when you put it in the daytime, the next morning, you're going to be chayiv.
But why is it called the Beged Yom?
It's a Beged Yom because you're wearing it mainly in the daytime.
You haven't worn it at all yet.
Right, right. So, but you're going to be potter balayla, right? You're potter balayla because, according to Rambam, it's night. And according to the Rosh, okay, you want to say it's not a Beged Yom, but it's not a... And if, so it's a Beged Laila.
You're wearing it at night. It's a Beged Laila.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, he's giving his own terms. So he's... So according to the Shitas HaRosh, he wants to say that... if the first time is at night, you wouldn't have to put it on. He's exus hamyuchad leyob top line on the left side, and he exus hamyuchad leyob chayv ach balayla. Because Malcolm came into Kroda asul hem lomayri balayla tak beged chadash afilin yichdo leyom lo mitzchayv shalof shal balayla shum hachi sealer the gam the talis shal yom afshuk varlof shal beyom and nifsak balayla lo mitzchayv ad the yom. Wow. In other words, what happens if you have a beged yom? And you put it on, and now it's night, so you chayiv. But say at night, the tzitzis got ripped. The tzitzis got ripped. So are you mechuyev to... Are you mechuyev to fix it at night? According to the Rosh. So...
He's sort of saying with all these things that even though you have to wear it round the clock, you have to have tzitzis round the clock, it's not the same chiyuv at night as it is during the day.
Right. In other words, asulahem tzitzis, David applies at night.
It's if you have it during the day and everything is good lechatchila, so you should continue wearing it at night.
Yeah, because
in other words, he's saying that the chiyuv of sulahem tzitzis is not a laila because when it rips, so now it's going to be a new chiyuv, right? To put on new tzitzis, right? So if it rips at night, so even though you're chayiv, beged yom's chayiv in balayla, but he wants to make the chiddush, but now it's a new thing. So it loses its din of beged yom. It loses its din of beged yom. Because that's what you said yesterday, Rav Harar, that beged yom is talay on levisha by yom. But you never did a levisha by yom on these new tzitzis. So it's like when you buy a new, if you bought... You went to the store and you bought a new beged at Balayla. So
it's only on the beged, not on the tzitzis. The beged is born in the beged is a
thing. Okay, maybe he's saying it's 1 second. Nifshak Balayla ain't a machuyim v'sakto Balayla. Mash was said asulam tzitzis. The nifshak b'yom also lelav shogam Balayla. Fear now nochal gedavka. The nifshak Balayla lochal al beged zechiyuv. Tzitzis. As the Shabbat Kushis Harosh, who Ryan the Chon of the Rain, the Kodim Shalov Shabayom Lomis Kai Balaila, Biuchel of Good. When the Hida Rush will sphere the Cain, and Nakshal and Komokom Yishloma, then a Cholakalov, El Hatha, the Shkvan is Kai, but sits on the Shalov Shabayom, Nisak Balaila, while Begat Shalom Lov Shah Adayan Bayom, Yishloma Gam Harosh Moda, Dal Yedicha Lulu, and Kai, but sits Balaila. What she talking, Kamarosh Kushis Atos, and my Hoshiv, Mrs. Ashazan Gmala. The point of the third parsha of Kriya Shema is for what? For Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not because of what? But it's not because of tzitzis. Gamanan lo amina le el mishum schiris yitzias mitzrayim. Fishi to satosis the ksus of yuchel liyob chayim tzitzis al balayla. May lo amina le el mishum shim tzrayim heri gam mitzit tzitzis no heges balayla. Because Gemara says in Brachas that parshas tzitzis is said balayla only because of schiris yitzias mitzrayim. But not because of, because tzitzis is not known balayla, but the question is according to the Rush, that a begim yuchad layom is chayvim malayla, so it's knowing even malayla. So why does the Gemara say that in Eretz Yisrael they didn't say no. In the Gemara says in Brachas that in Eretz Yisrael they didn't say parshas tzitzis malayla. They just said schiras yitzis mitzrayim, but they didn't say the whole parshas tzitzis. But the question is, according to the Rush, that a beggar muchad by yom is chayiv even malayla, so there is. But he says, but according to this yisod, the Tosafot is going to answer why it's called a mitzvah sensation as my grandma. No, because
still,
yeah, but Lamaisi, you're wearing it Balayla. So he wants to give a different mahalach. At Kila Sasiya, Inu Noin Balayla. He says, the nearly the feel of bias, feel that has man a milsa whom come walk with the only extra low madrama by Lomus Chayev. The Chiv mitzis asias tzitzis lo chayel el acher hatifa. Right? Tzitzis is chayev once you put it on. Mishumachan charishay valtasa. And came cave in the ena chiv kal el acher halvisha, Lomus Chayev el agde levisha yom, du gorim a chiv in the lovsho adayin el abalayla, Lomus Chayev klal. Well. So he's saying an unbelievable thing. When are you chayv and tzitzis? You chayv and tzitzis once you put the beged on. And then the second later, you chayv to put tzitzis on. That's the chayv and tzitzis. So if you never wore it by yom, so then he's saying even Abayi who holds hazmana milsa, but there's no chayv yet. You see, hazmana milsa means for my tefillin zekel. For my tefillin zekel, so, according to Abaye, if once I buy the tefillin zekel to put in my tefillin, even if I never put it in yet, I can't put money in it because it's already kadosh. But he's saying a new yisod here that vasula hamtzitzis is dafka bayom according to everybody. Sulham Tzitzis is Dafka Bayom. So there's no Chiyuv Balayla. There's no Chiyuv Balayla. So therefore, he's saying a reason, a new Svara, why it's a Mitzvah Sensei Shavuos Magrav. But according to you, Rav Aaron, from yesterday, you were agreeing with this svara. No, let's forget svaras. What's the halacha? If you buy a beged and it doesn't have tzitzis on it, and you want to put tzitzis on at night. You want to tie the tzitzis at night.
Okay, maybe that I'd agree with, but once you wear it in the day,
So that's the
beginning right. Only by the presumption of kusha.
Yeah, it could be the whole thing doesn't apply, but he's giving another svar. He's saying that. But that's what he's okay. One could argue, one could agree, whatever. Okay, I think we finished this packet for now, so we're going to go to the next packet. Okay, so one second. Wait, there's one thing that we didn't see here. Yeah, on the page 21, on the bottom. On the bottom left, words. What's the din of? If you have a beged that you're wearing, but not to, for this we saw already in the Witch Magola, in the Beis Yosef, in the Magen Avraham, about the Ramah, right? The Beis Yosef says that you're only chayiv in tzitzis if the beged is used primarily for keeping you warm or cold, right? So the Ramah has the kasha on that, but if that be the case, so then the talisim we have today shouldn't be chayiv in tzitzis, right? Because talisim we have today shouldn't be chayiv in tzitzis. Why not? Because they're not worn for chom and kor.
That's a question of
the right? Who is the Dr. Moshe's question? Beanstalk knows everything. That's the Dr. Moshe's kasha. So therefore, the Magen Avraham gave a different answer. He says that the reason why they don't put tzitzis on certain begadim is because you wear all in the front. You don't wear half in the front, half in the back. But the Beis Yosef said the vort is because it has to be for chom and kor. And the Dr. Moshe says, so if it has to be in chom and kor, then the talisim we wear today may shouldn't be chayef. I think that's a gewaldig thing. I told you many times, I think there's more svara to be mechayef blankets in tzitzis than there are to wear the talisim we wear today. Because the talisim we wear today are not for the weather. They're not to keep us warm or keep us cold. They're just for the tefillah. You know, according to the Beis Yosef. According to the Beis Yosef.
It seems like people would agree with that.
What?
Like, it's like a technicality of something. Not Derek Harisha, so that's why you're...
So the only reason the simple pshat why we don't have tzitzis on the blanket is because it's a beged lila.
It's like a
yogurt. Right, but if it's a beged lila, so he says like this. Beis Yosef leil simin yud kosu lodon bekamer begodim shol dal kanfas sha'am hekilu. Right, this is what we talked about in the Magen Avraham, that people are not putting on tzitzis in certain begadim. And he writes, Mishum, because they're not using it for levisha. They're using it, in other words, those days they didn't have pockets. So what did you do for a pocket? You took a scarf and you wrapped your money in the scarf. And you wore the scarf but you aren't wearing the scarf to keep people warm. You're wearing the scarf to carry your money. Or to dry your hands. So Mashma Shagan, so therefore, that's the main purpose. So therefore, since that's the Iker Shimush, so it's not Lachasosu, so then it's Butter. So he says, according to the sheet of the Beis Yosef, now page 22, the Kuliyam of the Bein and Begin Hamiyuchad Luxus, the Kolshi Beikro Miyuchad Lishimush and Macherim, Butter Minatzitzis, Bavar Haptur Bechol Gavnim. So it's Potter even, so even though part of the day you might be wearing the scarf to keep you warm, but since you wear the scarf even on the, not only in the winter, you wear the scarf even on a very hot day where you don't want to wear a scarf, but you're just doing it because you need to schlep your money. And the scarf became like the wallet that you put it on your body and then you wrap it in the scarf. So that's the Beis Yosef.
Rabbi, can you tell me why a blanket is considered a ksus, why it's called a beged? It's only on top of you. You're not really wearing it, are you?
Yeah, so the Magen Avraham says that's for maybe halah is not chayiv, but the simple pshat is, you see, a beged, you see, the problem with us today is we have English definitions of what, in colloquial language, of what a beged to you means clothing, right? That's modern Hebrew. Beged is clothing. But in biblical halachic Hebrew, a tablecloth is a beged. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't call that a beged. If you'd say somebody would call that a beged, you'd say, that's not a beged. I don't wear my tablecloth. But mm-hmm. That's not what a beged means. It has its cloth and it has a certain size and it's a functional thing. So that's a beged. Mm-hmm. Just because we, in modern Hebrew, beged means clothing, doesn't mean that that's, understand? Okay. So that's a beged. Mm-hmm. So the Magen Avraham, so the Magen Avraham sheet there. Say by, we saw by Tachrichim that it could be that if you wear it, in other words, the Shulchan Aruch says Tachrichim a potter because it's miyuchad. So the Magen Avraham says maybe that's only the Man Domarks that it's just. But as the Chovas Gavra, he says, so then if you wear it sometimes in the daytime for wearing, then it'll be tight. So he says, Hasuder over Harosh, the Statin Nehakor, or Lassa Sel, was I Potter, Gam Shalosha Atagam Lanoso, Bosso Iker Shimush Roslina. On the official of Amin, Lof Shokulo Lahanoso, Rakshiropa, Mishamish Memlinian Machem, Adai Havit sits as Mahmas Alvisho Lahanoso, Doma Lovish Tachrich and Bechayev. In other words, Lovish Tachrich and Bechayev. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's Potter. Right? Lovish Tachrich and Bechayev. If in other words, most people don't get their tachrich until after they pass away. But Lovish tachrich and mechayev, the Shulchan Aruch says potter, but the Magen Avraham disagrees, right? That's the din of potter is only lamando makli kufsa is chayav b'tzitzis. But lamando omer chovas gavrahu kainu kshalov shem kain afilu asuyim l'tachrichim iblo shu b'chayav chayav. Dal koponim lovsha kain das harambam. So, but he says no, that if it's chovas gavra, then you're wearing it. Say, Magen Avraham holds, if a person, say, wants to wear tachrichin when he's alive, it just as a robe, it's cold one night, and he has his it's a little spooky, but it's cold one night, so he takes out his tachrichin from the closet, and he uses it as a robe. So the Shulchan Aruch says, yipater, because it's that beggar is not a beggar that's chayv. But the Magen Avraham says, no. That's only Lamanda Omer's Chovas Kufsa. But if it's a Chovas Gavra, so then whenever you wear it, then you have to put it, yeah, you have to put it on. You have to put, yeah, okay, let's say it's wearing it in the daytime. But okay, or, yeah, so it shouldn't get into that other shine. But he says that so if you're wearing it for kavod and for hana, so you say, well, what's the real reason you're wearing it for? Say, for example, you're wearing the talus because it's too cold in the shul. But that's not the real reason why you're wearing it, because you're wearing it for the kavod of davening. So then you go bust the ikker. But the Magen Avraham says, if sometimes you're wearing it for kavod, but sometimes you're wearing it only for hana, so then no, so then you chai.
No, I'm wearing the kavod. The question is, if you're kavod at sea, where that get up
from it. Right.
This question. Right?
Yeah.
Question. But you're always wearing kavod there.
Right, so according to the Magen Avraham, then when you're he's saying that, well, it was if at the same time you're having a dual purpose, then you follow what the Iker is. But if you're not, but if sometimes you're doing it for this purpose, and sometimes you're doing it for the other purpose, so then when you're doing it for, now you're doing it for Hana, then it would be Chayiv. So that's what the Magen Avraham says, if you're wearing Tachrichin for Hana, then you would be chayv. And the Beis Yosef says no, because it's like a beged Lila, because it's a beged mace, and the mace is not chayv. Magen Avraham says no, that's only Lamanda Omer, that you follow the beged is only Lamanda Omer Ksus Lila. That's what the Mishkanos Yaakov says. So
what are the competing purposes?
You can wear it for Hana, you can wear it for.
Right, you're talking about the Tachrichin now?
Or anything. Or say certain begodim that people wore to put the money in or things like that.
Yeah. Can I get into the.
But this is a fascinating machlokes. This machlokes is the Beis Yosef of the Magen Avraham. Because the Beis Yosef says, Tachrichin is beged mace. So if you, even if you're wearing it when you're alive, it's potter. And the Magen Avraham says, no. It's if you're wearing it now for Hanoah, then you're chayv. Nimuka Yosef says, like the Mechaber, no, because that's only Lamanda Omar that it's Ksus, that it's a, if it's holy, you hold Ksus Laila, Ksus Yom, it's totally on the Yichud, so then you have a Yichud that it's, you know, L'chora, this discussion also might be a kasha on the Kerel Adot. I'm going to tell you an unbelievable thing right now. In other words, the Kaelin David's whole discussion is yichud, you have to put it on. So what are you saying, yichud meis? He never put it on when he was dead. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he put it on when he's dead, then he got tiyas hameisim, and then he came back. So this whole discussion that it's called yichud, l'chor is against this Kaelin David. Because it's a proof that by the fact that they're talking about yichud, right? What I said before, right? That slums up the whole thing. But you liked it yesterday. Yesterday you liked it.
That was the yisod of the prima godin, no?
Yeah.
That was the prima godin. But does everybody hold like the prima godin? There was
a tremendous kasha on the. What do you mean? According to who?
Sometimes for Ramadan, sometimes for washing your hands or whatever. And then, so like now you're using it for Ramadan, and then Sai, and then. To like wash your hands
with
the
putter
now, pushing off
to
change the usage.
Yeah. When you're wearing it, then you're chayv. According to
Magen Avraham. This whole thing be according to the Prima Gadim who had this yesod of wearing it first. Does everybody hold that?
Well, which Prima Gadim? Meaning the Prima Gadim?
That in order to call it a Beged Yom, in other words, before it's Chayav Betzitzis, you have to make it a Beged Yom by wearing it.
Yeah, that's the Karen Ladov.
But it wasn't from originally the Prima Gadim?
Well, we did. The Prima Gadim, we talked about Tassav Elom and Osir, but this one, yeah, the one who said that you have to wear it, that's the Karen Ladov.
I thought it was based on the Prima Gadim, because otherwise you don't really have any. It would, even if it's not Hasmona, if it would, because he talks about it here, even in what we're just seeing now, he talks about a Beged Yom. How can he talk about a Beged Yom unless it means it's intrinsically a Beged Yom, not because or it's intrinsically a Beged Mate, it's intrinsically a Beged, not that you have to do something.
Yeah, right. But right, okay, yeah, right. If you hold it, right. That's the Bukhara. That's the Harari is of the opinion now that's the Pasha Pshat. That you don't have to do anything. Yeah. Pasha Pshat is you could mean in your mind.
You bought it.
Yeah. Okay, and what's but this sefer is saying in Hilchos Ikar Tashmish, there's two types of Ikar Tashmish, is that you can have a dual reason that you're wearing it now, and the other reason as well that sometimes you wear it for this and sometimes you wear it for that. But Lachora, I think this might be a good big taina against the Karel Adov, because if you see you have to wear it by Yom to be a Beged Yom. So maybe, unless you say he's only speaking about the Yom, you have to bear Yom to be a Beged Yom. And what about to be a Beged Laila? Because if you're going to say you have to wear it on Laila to be a Beged Laila, then and in Big A Mace is considered Beged Laila, well, he didn't wear it when he was dead yet.
That's because everybody knows that tachrichim are for dead people. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, everyone knows it. But the question is, everyone knows that a tefillin zekel is for tefillin. right?
Inokunami, yeah.
So, but yet still we say until you put the tefillin in there, if you hold hazmana lav milsa, then no, you can put
it. It's not the same thing, because tachrichim have this very distinct nature, the chora.
Yeah.
The tefillin zekel, you can call it on them, but you can put a lot of things in it.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily the same.
Yeah. Okay. To say it, you, right. But people usually don't.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So I think we've finished packet Ches. And so tomorrow, as a show, tomorrow we'll have Shir 11 again. 11 to 12. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then we have also a Shir luncheon. I don't know that. Okay. Okay. So, okay. If you want to join us, we can't give you the food, Rabbi. But
no, it's all right.
Yeah.